Boker Tov. Hope everybody likes the change of scenery. Shavua Tov. Yom Shani Shabbat Kodesh. Parashat Matot Mas'ai. Today is Kaf Alech B'Tamuz. We're in the middle of 3 weeks. Tov. We're up to the Midah Tashi'it, the ninth Midah, and this is a lot of people's favorite because there's a thing that we name after it on Rosh Hashanah. V'tashlich b'mitzalot yam kol chatotam. Tashlich. Now, hashlacha, obviously, is a language of Tarangoyim. Ma kavana? Says the Ramak. Zo midat tova la'kadosh baruch hu, sh'arei Yisrael chat'u mesaram b'yad par'o, v'shavu b'tshuva, lama ya'anish par'o? V'chin sancheri v'chin haman v'domehim. Which means that, let's say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, that's the cycle. We see it throughout the Torah, we see it throughout the Nevi'im, that Am Yisrael sins, they get, you know, given over in the hands of Par'o, Haman, Sancheriv, whatever. And then Am Yisrael is mita'orer, they do teshuvah, mazal tov, now they're back. So if Am Yisrael were chozer b'teshuvah, then Par'o or Nebuchadnezzar or Sancheriv, they all become obsolete. So if they become obsolete, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them? אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מתנחם לומר שבו בתשובה אם כן לא יהיה להם עוד רעה. אם כן יסתלק המן מעליהם או פרעו או סנחריב. זה לא יספיק. אלא ישוב עמל המן על ראשו וכן פרעו וכן סנחריב. הקדוש ברוך הוא acts במידה טובה. He says, no, since עם ישראל חוזר בתשובה, okay, so let's go back to square one. And what, ground zero? We'll call it even, okay? Haman, go home. Paro, go home. Sancheriv, go home. Doesn't work like that. Am Yisrael chozer b'tshuva. He says, no. Not only am I going to do good to Am Yisrael, but I'm going to bash all those, the bad to them. V'atam l'anhaga zo, b'sod, v'nasa sa'ir alav et kol avonotam el eretz gezera. We learn this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts this way, based on one of the avodot of Yom HaKippurim, which is the Se'ila Azazel. What happens? Ufirusho she'asa'id nosei avonot mamash. The goat carries avonot of Am Yisrael. It's not just symbolic, but it's really the sa'id carries the avonot with him. Which means, v'zeh kashe me'od. If you think about it, says the Ramak, it's a little shver. V'chi Yisrael chatu be'asa'id nosei. Right? It's like Am Yisrael do the sins, and now the sa'ir, the goat has to pay for it. Mazeh. El amidah hikach. This is part of the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How so? Ha'adam mitvadeh v'chavanato b'vidui lekabel alav tahora. When a person confesses a sin, what happens is, as a result of his confession, he has to also accept upon himself tahora. Ke'inyan she'amar David, herev kabeseni me'avoni. V'chenu amarenu merok berachamech harabim. He had a different girsa. We say mechok berachamech harabim kol shetechavotenu. The Ramak said merok. Merok is melashon merika. To cleanse. אינו מתפלל, אלא שיהיו ייסורים קלים, שלא יהיו בהם ביטול תורה. זה שאומרים, אבל לא על ידי ייסורים רעים. When a person is חוזר בתשובה, we know that part of the תשובה process is that there must be, for many עבירות, there have to be ייסורים. מרן says, מסכת יומא בפירוש. There has to be ייסורים in order to get כפרת עוונות. Now, the only thing that we pray for is that the ייסורים, the suffering that הקדוש ברוך הוא sends us, we pray that the Yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us should not be with Bitul Torah. We pray, the Mefarshim explain the Ramak over here, what are Yisurim that doesn't have Bitul Torah? Shame. All kinds of other Yisurim, person, Halina, health, their children, or Parnasa, whatever it is, all these things interfere with the Torah. A person's not able to learn when he doesn't have Yeshuva Da'at. Shame, Shtabach Shem, a person should always pray to get embarrassed. Why? Because that's Yisurim, that's suffering, that doesn't cost you any health, doesn't cost you any Parnasa, doesn't cost you any Bitul Torah, and it's Mochek et Kol Avonot. So, וזה שאומרים, אבל לא על ידי Yisurim רעים. וכך הוא מכוון מיותו אומר, ואתה צדיק על כל הבא עליי. ממש הוא מקבל עליו Yisurim, בסבר פנים יפות, להתכפר. מפני שיש עוונות שיסורים ממרקים או מיטה ממרקת. דגמרה, מסכת יומא דף פבב, brings down that there are four categories of sins, and different sins, even if you do teshuvah and Yom Kippur, it's not enough. You need, some sins need suffering. Some sins need death. Chilul Hashem, right? That's the way it works. V'kach yamida, miyad sheze mitvadeh b'tfilato. Now, as soon as a person confesses his sin, as soon as a person does vidui, what happens? The ufeshu bazor parashat kudeh, shuchelek sammachmem ke'ayin asa'ir. His avonot go on to, his avonot get sent, every piece, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that everything a person does, a piece of it has to go to the sammachmem, to the satan. Okay? Ma'o chelko, what is the portion of the sammachmem? Shehakadosh baruch hu gozer alav isurim, umiyad mizdamen sham sammachmem, veolech vegove chovo. As soon as a person confesses, as soon as a person does teshuvah, he sends the satan comes, gives the guy a little bit of suffering, the guy pays his debt, that sa'ir, that's considered the quote-unquote, the goat that carries all of the avonot, שהקדוש ברוך הוא נותן לו רשות לגבות חובן, וישראל מתהרים. בזמן שבית המקדש קיים, that sa'ir, that goat, would carry all of the sins of Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael would gain kapara as a result. והנה הכל יתגלגל על הסמחמם. And everything, all of the avonot, end up going to where? To the סמחמם, to the satan. והטעם שהקדוש ברוך הוא גזר על עולמו, שכל מי יעשה כן, יתבטל. This is the midah, הקדוש ברוך הוא, when he created the world, he created with such a midah that as soon as a person does teshuvah, when a person accepts upon himself vidui, charata, ודמעה, he's חוזר בתשובה שלמה, all of his avonot go on to somebody else. Now, we're going to see in a moment, this is a very long midah. We're not going to be able to finish it today, we're going to have to come back to it tomorrow, but he says, he ends off by saying, וזה טעם ואת הבהמה תהרוגו. וכן האבן של מצוות הנסקלים והסייף של מצוות הנהרגים טעונים כבורה. We find different places in the Torah, if a person חלילה cohabits with a behema, the person's חייב מיטה, מיטה בסקילה. What do you do to the animal? The Torah says, ואת הבהמה תהרוגו. You kill the animal as well. Or, if any of the kelim used in capital punishment, if a person's חייב הרג, if you use a sword to kill somebody, or use an אבן to stone somebody, the Gemara says, it's a Mishnah. In Masechet Sanhedrin, what do you do with it? It needs kevura. You need to bury it. You can't leave it. Why? Levatel metziutam mekocham achar shenigmar dinam. After the judgment was carried out, these things have to be completely obliterated. They have to be nullified from the world. That is this midah of Tashlich Mitzvot Yam. Bezat Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out our avonot. After we do teshuvah, it's got to go somewhere, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it out on the Rishaim. That's how he's going to continue it tomorrow. Bezat Hashem. What are you saying, Ryan?
We also said that we should pray if somebody's sinned, we should pray that the Father should come through embarrassment and shame, but it doesn't
matter. That's just an example of Yisurim She'en Bahem Bitul Torah.
But even in that case, a lot of times somebody gets embarrassed and affects him so much, and he doesn't have Yeshua that he can't sit and learn.
Maybe for a day or two.
It'll be Bitul Torah.
Time heals. It's better than money, better than health, better than many people. I mean, it's an avodah. If a person gets embarrassed, sometimes he's going to have to work on himself. Okay, so this is an igmar, move on. Sometimes some people are going to take it, you know, harder than others, and you're going to have to work on it to move forward a little bit. And it's much better in the long run. Shame is much better. Or any other yisurim that don't have bitul Torah is better than health issues, better than panasa issues, better than children, better than I don't think we're, in general, we're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, a person gets ashamed, somebody screams at him, somebody insults him. Yeah?
I'd like you to serve better when you stick your hand in your pocket, you take out a quarter instead of a dime.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. There's once, I'm not going to tell you the Rav's name, a famous story. Sorry. It says, there was once it's known that when you have yeshiva dinners, so, especially since there's mechitzas there, so sometimes the women on the other side get a little bit too loud. They talk, whatever. There was a guest speaker at a very famous yeshiva dinner. And he got up to speak. And they try, you know, you try, right? You try shushing the women once, twice, three times. Lo, right? Malasu. Asara kabin dibur yadu la'olam, tish'a naklu nashim ve'echad, lekol ha'olam kullo. Gemara, sechet kiddushin, dafnuntet. Anyway, mikol makom. So the Rav gets up, there's the guest speaker. And they're having a hard time getting the women quiet, so he starts giving a speech. He says, I want to tell you a story. So, people hear a story. Shotkin says, there's a yeshiva back in Europe, it was called Nevarduk. Nevarduk, the avodah, you know, every yeshiva had a different school of thought and different way they did things. In Avarda, this yeshiva, what they used to do was, they used to kind of embarrass themselves. They were big, big Ba'alim Musar, and they would purposely embarrass themselves in order to break their midot. That was their thing. So he says, so what would they do in order to embarrass themselves? They would go into a drugstore. This was back in Europe. They would go into the pharmacy and ask to buy underwear. It purposely, in order to embarrass themselves. He says, that's what they used to do back in the day. Nowadays, they sell underwear in the drugstore. So what do people do in order to embarrass themselves? He says, you talk while the rabbi's speaking. That's what you do. That was such a line. I think they stayed quiet for about 5 minutes after. It was like, it works for 5 minutes. That's the thing. You know, sometimes, just like self-aggrandizement, when a person pumps himself up, that's, you know, that feeds midata gava. When it comes to, you know, I'm not saying there's different schools of thought. I'm not saying you should go and purposely shame yourself. אבל מכל מקום, if shame comes, ואל תביאנו לידי חיית, ולא לידי ניסיון, ולא לידי ביזיון, but at the end of the day, if it happens, a person should say, תודה רבה, thank you, הקדוש ברוך הוא, for sending suffering, that doesn't cost health, doesn't cost money, doesn't cost anxiety, זהו, הכל בסדר, right? Water under the bridge, שלום, embarrasses you, תגיד לו, בגמרא says, one of the אמוראים, a person called him a חמור, he said, I would bend over, and say, where's the saddle? Let's ride. ככה עושים, טוב? ברוך אדוני לעולם, אמן ואמן. יום טוב.